I'm tall and I'm 61, so I adjust the mic and I pull down my glasses. Thanks, Joan. If I did anything to rehabilitate the use of the word snazzy, I'm happy because I just think it's a fun word. Okay, so I'm going to jump right in. I'm just going to read five pieces tonight, all since the publication of the book that was mentioned. Shameless self-plug. Check. The first one was one of the first ones that I got published after the book came out. It was in the fall of 2022. And I decided to read it, you know, not for that reason, but because, depressingly, it's probably even more apropos now than it was when I wrote it and it was published. It's called If I'm Home After Dark These Days. Okay. If I'm home after dark these days, it's because the familiar routes have been bombed out. If you catch me watching the skies, it's because of the funnel clouds massing in my mind. If you catch me watching the door, throw the latch, and I might sleep tonight. If you see I'm not touching my plate, force my hand. It's far too easy to starve in days like these. If you catch me drinking too much, blame it on nostalgia for nuance. Blame it on nostalgia for bees. Blame it on the weather. If I fall into your arms, it's because I'm hoping, perhaps, you'll keep me from flying apart. Okay, fast forward. There was an election last November. I think y'all probably remember it pretty well. Some of us probably remember it better and less fondly than others. This is the first thing I wrote after and kind of in response to that election. And it sort of came out as a, what I'll call a declaration of identity and self-worth. And it was a little bit more hurrah, hurrah for a while. And then I revisited it this spring and decided, well, I wasn't feeling the hurrah quite as much, so I sort of toned it down a little bit, and I rather like it now. And just accepted for publication a journal called the Rowayat. So I just got the little form to sign to, you know, sign the rights and all that today. So it's called The Rivers in Me, After Langston Hughes. I am no gash in waiting. There are rivers in me, silent, evergreen, under wizened granite slopes, frothing and weed-choked from cleansing spring rains, roiling rusty through arid plains, between scrub-lined, scabbed banks. Rivers swollen with tongues, drawn out of dark seas by a need, no rapids or massing of hungry bears will foil. Schooling with hard-won truths to seed in hostile pools under a distant sun. All right, I was so glad to learn that the person who founded this series had a potty mouth. I was going to have a content warning for an F-bomb in this poem, but I'm going to forego it and just read it. This kind of speaks for itself. It's a little screed for my trans siblings, and it's called My Surgeries. or lack thereof, are, I flatter myself, among the least interesting things about me. And so, it's none of your fucking business whether or what and when and where I am defined by my growth rings and not my prunings. All right, this one's going to take a hot minute. Y'all remember there was a blackout about a month ago, storm passed through, you know. I lost my power for 3 days. I've heard people say five, you know. Friends got it in 36. Congratulations, I think. Friends of mine got it back in 36 hours. I still resent them. Anyway, so I jotted down this idea, I know, a day or two before the blackout, I think. It was just on a little scrap of paper. And then the blackout came. And when it hung around until Thursday, after Tuesday night, I decided, fuck it, I hadn't had a cup of coffee since Tuesday morning, so I took a legal pad with that little scrap of paper, and my laptop, so I could charge it up, and went to Five Points Bakery in Squirrel Hill, and got myself a cup of coffee and a little Danish, and sat there for an hour or so, and just scribbled down a couple pages on my legal pad. And I got back, and then I sort of drafted it over the next several days, and then massaged it over the next month or so, got it to a point, well, it's been a month, so it's, yeah, a month, and got it to a point where I was happy with it. And the other thing I'll say about the circumstances, one of the reasons I brought up the circumstances of the composition, is that the sort of the disruption that the blackout caused, you know, it kind of threw all of our regular rhythms off and all of our regular routines off. I work online, so, you know, no internet, so I spent Wednesday at my friend David's place because he had internet, the bastard. Thursday, I skipped half the day and then had enough juice and a hot spot to get through that day. Thursday night, I went to another friend's house up in Ross Township and worked there on Friday. You know, you get the idea. Anyway, so, because this poem is about disruption and about a response to disruption, so I was sort of able to access, I think, those feelings in a way that I might have taken me longer otherwise. It's called Notes in Rehearsal for Exile. This morning, like no other, poses nothing but questions in a language you thought you spoke, but you find your tongue licking the basement walls and whimpering, and the answers you want feel suddenly like live grenades. Angry pickups curse the slumbering streets. Tomorrow shudders as they roar past. Mister, your streets are not the ones my feet knew, the ones I sang about in school. I can no longer name them or dream where they will take me. In all my dreams now, I'm running. Angry nights into bleary mornings in the virtual public squares with mugs of maybe and regrets of all the things we might have left unsaid, undone, understanding the calculus of chorus and soloist, and yet wondering if our spotlit moment will ever come. And if it does, will we shine or run? In my dreams, I'm running. Angry overlords extol the future greatness without us, a wonderland beyond this smoking ground zero. Shock and awe, and yet what are our small voices in a maelstrom? The devils cast us as demons and tell us their dreams of our Salvadoran spa days or just gassing us in abandoned Ford plants and pocketing our loose change. Yesterday's an assassin stalking our memories. Tomorrow, tornadoes and tsunamis. And I'm running. Nope, 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 sorry. Page two. A lot of pauses, sorry. Why don't I do this? I'll cue you when it's over. How about that? Or I'll just step back for real. All right. Back to the summer mood. I don't know how to do this. These rents in the veil of permanence. These causal chains riddled with shrapnel. The fear that any door will open on itself. Any street will end in yellow tape. Uncertainty breeds inertia. And the hours fidget. You'd think this would be easy, or easier, at least, for someone born in exile. But the feeling of home, when it's hard won and not mere pedigree, is a jealously guarded treasure, and thieves who would steal it are hated, the more so when their rapacities so blithely studied. You'd think this would be easier. The letting go. The coaxing your roots to release their grip on the patch of dirt that the wind dropped you in. Drink me and drift in the updrafts. A beautiful dream seed. On this morning, like the others, the world's a game of Jenga. The players, stupid and drunk, thinking to pocket the pieces as they tumble with them. And us. All right, I had one more. It's real short. I'll try and get through it. I'll tell a little story about this one, too. It'll kind of recenter me. So in addition to the election last fall, my sister and I helped move our 82-year-old mother out of her house. Moving day was January 5th, and this was up in eastern Maine where we all grew up. My mother included grew up there. And let's just say it was traumatic for all of us. And the last 2 weeks, the last week before the movers came, I slept thanks to pot gummies. Chewed one up at 10, woke up at 4 a.m. with an ashtray in my mouth, but 6 hours of solid sleep, and that was it. And so I got through the week that way. And so one of those nights before I chewed on a pot gummy and went to bed, I just was feeling the crush of everything. You know, it was post-election, so there was that in the mix, and, you know, God knows what the fuck is going to happen, and blah, 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 blah. And then there's, you know, the situation with my mother. We're behind on our packing. Everything seems like it's changing. Nothing's going to be the same. And I was just everything crashed on me at once. And I felt like I was going to lose it, and then these two little lines popped into my head, you know. One thing that, you know, I hate the thing about poetry is therapy, but every once in a while, it is, kind of. You know, you do work through stuff. And in this case, it was a little life ring that was thrown to me. So I looked around for a scrap of paper and a pen, sat down, and just started jotting stuff down. I got 8 lines. And normally, as I said about the longer one, I sit and massage them for a while and look for different stuff. I think I changed one word in this after this. It was just one of those just kind of popped out, and it just felt right, and it still feels right. It's called gills. Too many things are dying, and I don't know where to put all the pain or how to hide from it when I need to breathe. The old places are barbed wired and littered with bones. for gills and a gentle curve in the granite of a quiet island cove.